Yes, today is our final Sunday with our current sermon series, The Fruit of the Spirit. And it is a 9-week series because there are 9 qualities in the list of the fruit of the Spirit, right? And now we can read this, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, without looking to the Bible, right? But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And these paragraphs end with this phrase, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Yes, God wants to grow good fruit in our lives. And this lovely fruit grows in our lives when we stay connected to Jesus and follow Jesus. And that's the message of this whole series. When we stay connected to Jesus and follow Jesus, this lovely fruit naturally. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. God's purpose for our lives is to make us more and more like Jesus. And in the scripture passage, again, of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says specifically this, God decided in advance that they would be conformed to the image of His Son. And our response, our call is to be conformed to the image of His Son. So we see all the fruit of the Spirit in Jesus' character. Jesus is love, pure love, and Jesus is full of joy and peace, and He is patient, kind, and gentle. And we see in Him the fullness of goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And we are to become like Jesus and bear this good fruit of the Spirit. Again, this means, as Jesus said, we needed to stay connected to Him. One popular metaphor that depicts our relationship with Him is grapevine, right? And John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, I in you, then you will bear much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. If you don't remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown out and dries up. Those branches are gathered up and thrown into fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified when you produce much fruit and in this way prove that you are my disciples. This is the word of God for the people of God. And we thank. On a grapevine, the branch that is connected to the vine bears fruit, again, because it is connected to the source of life. And so it'll get all the water and nutrition that it needs, and in due course, fruit will appear naturally, right? In the meantime, it's very clear that the branch that is separated from the source of life cannot produce fruit, no matter how hard it tries to. It is the same with us. When we are connected to Jesus, the Holy Spirit will fill our lives, and in due course, good fruit, which is Christ-like characters, will appear naturally. Of course, our efforts are needed, but the more we are focused on what we are connected to, the easier it becomes to experience the active presence of the Spirit in our lives. Throughout this sermon series, what we have learned is Christian characters are cultivated when we are focused on Jesus. Having said that, today is our final Sunday in this series, Fruit of the Spirit, right? I'm wondering if you have noticed that we skipped peace. Perhaps it's right to say that I have saved peace for this final Sunday of this sermon series. Why? Because my name means peace? Because I like it? Or because my sermon is always full of peace and love? As one joke says, because my sermon, like peace, goes beyond your understanding. Well, my law, this sermon is like love, which endures forever. But again, no, because this series is all about staying connected to Jesus. And the Bible says, Christ is our peace. And it's because biblical peace, shalom in the Hebrew language, is much more than our common understanding of peace, which is the absence of conflict or anxiety. Rather, biblical peace, shalom, is a state of harmony, wholeness, and well-being, everything being as it should be. Staying connected to Jesus brings us to this peace. Staying connected to Jesus is ultimately and essentially living in peace and wholeness. We are whole and complete in the Lord. We have a peace in Him. Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have said these things to you so that you will have peace in me. In the world, you have distress, but be encouraged. I have conquered the world. Like this, the peace of Christ is a blessing of the Lord that results in completeness. And it is the reaffirmation that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, continues to be with us even when the world hates us and tries to disconnect us from Him. Christ is our peace. This peace is the peace that God made through the cross of the Christ. This peace is also the peace that God instills into us, into our mind and heart. And this peace also includes the peace that God calls us to walk for in this world. And this peace is itself the presence of Christ with us. And because we have this peace, we can enjoy more naturally the other qualities of life that are listed in the fruit of the Spirit. Hardship and temptations in life become easier to handle as we are focused on what we are connected to, which is, as we know now, the presence of God's Spirit. At the same time, this peace is the consequence that follows when we act in accordance with what we believe and what we learn from Jesus. As Christ calls us, if we live faithfulness, self-control, patience, gentleness, kindness, love, and goodness, we will have peace. That is to say, all the qualities in the list of the fruit of the Spirit are interconnected, right? Interconnected are the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Think about this. Let's start with the faithfulness. The greater our faithfulness, the easier our self-control. The easier our self-control, the more certain our patience. The more certain our patience, the more effortless our gentleness. The more effortless our gentleness, the more frequent our kindness. The more frequent our kindness, the greater our love. The greater our love, the truer our goodness. The truer our goodness, the more solid our peace. The more solid our peace, the more radiant our joy. And the more radiant our joy, the greater our faithfulness to God, the source of life. Like this, the fruit of the Spirit all fits together. Again, for living the fruit of the Spirit, for living in peace, the key is to stay connected to Jesus. The question is, how do we do that? The answer is very simple, and you know it. You already know it. It is to spend time with Him. Okay. We have learned, especially over the last 5 months in this era of a pandemic, that there is a lot of ways of staying connected with people. But across all the different ways of staying connected, there is one truth that cannot be compromised. It is that you spend time with them, either on the phone or over the video chat or on the other side of window or at a table where you write a note for them. You have to spend time for them and with them. If you are so busy nowadays that you cannot have a special time set aside, yes, apply what you have learned in these disruptive times. I mean, to be creative. Find and try a new way to help you stop for a moment, that you stay connected to Jesus and remain in His Word and be focused on His Spirit. What have you learned that works for you in your effort to spend time with Jesus and feel His presence in your life this day? Again, please, people who are on Facebook, write down what you have learned during this difficult time and disruptive time in the time that is new to us about how we can, stay connected, how we can spend time in a different and creative way with Jesus. What about this, which I have learned to do lately? Number one, play and listen to a prayerful song that you like. Don't do anything else than just listening to the song as your prayer. Before each meal, this is number two, bring to mind or say in prayer a different thing that you wanted to thank God for. Then how many things that you can say as your gratitude in a day? If you have three meals, then three different things, right? And then number three, this can be available only to those who take a shower, okay? Ask Jesus to shower you with His joy when you stand on the shower head. Or ask Jesus to clothe you with His love when you get dressed in the morning. At midday, looking at a green plant or tree swaying in the air, which shows the fullness of life, then say the nine qualities of the fruit of the Spirit as your prayer: love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You say one prayer that way. Or number five, set an alarm at a random time on your phone. Make it fun this way. And set an alarm at a random time to stop and pray for 1 minute during the day. Of course, we don't simply talk to Jesus. We also need to listen to Him. And one of the best ways of doing that is, as you know, reading the Bible. To make your life closer to God's Word, subscribe to a daily devotional, such as the Upper Room's New Every Morning, which can be available on the internet on your just one finger tap, or YouVersion's Verse of the Day by using their Bible app. Or if you are social justice minded, then subscribe to Sojourner's Verses and Voice daily email. Again, the important thing is that if cultivating and bearing the fruit of the Spirit is what you wanted to do, then you stay connected to Jesus all day long. And for doing it, you spend time with Him. Even though developing all the qualities in the list of the fruit of the Spirit sounds overwhelmingly challenging, we all wanted to enjoy at least peace and joy. Then listen to these words of good news from Jesus. John 14, verse 27. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. John 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus does not give us just peace. He gives us His peace, the same peace He has. Jesus does not give us just joy. He gives us His joy, the same joy He has. And this makes sense, right? When we stay connected to Jesus and what we receive from Him is what He has. And this leads to making us desire to act in line with what we believe and what we receive from Him. Jesus gives us peace and joy in a way that no other can. This is my prayer today, that you will receive it anew this day as you partake of the sacrament of Holy Communion. Again, let me read the memory verse at this table where we come for the Holy Communion today. John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, I in you, and you will bear much fruit. Family and friends of Lodi,